Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Dove and Poet Show. Today we'll be talking about different herbs, essential herbs that could help the body. Welcome, Poet.
Hello, how you doing, Dove? This is Poet. I just want to say good evening to everybody. I hope you had a blessed day. We pretty much going to talk about some herbs. So I think one of the first herbs I would love to convey to the public is maca roots, something that's very vital for the system. Maca root is a root that has the same replica of a turnip. It's actually the same family of turnip and cabbage. Maca root is also found in the mountainous areas of Peru. It can also be found in different places like China or El Salvador, but it's usually found in mountainous sighting. And what is it good for? It's good to boost your stamina, to balance out your hormones, especially for women. As far as their estrogen levels, it's awesome for your immune system. It's a superfood and it's completely natural, so it's like very potent in reference to its nutrients. It's something that's very vital for the body. It's awesome for cell repair and cell reproduction. And a lot of people nowadays, whether it comes to losing weight or just boosting up your immune system to strengthen your organs, maca root is a hot commodity right now. A few people they don't know of it. And it's actually one of those, it's something that's actually not new to the market. People are actually getting a hold of it, and everything would do, it would serve you well. Awesome wonders. I would recommend that for anyone. And you can get it in pill form or powder form. And when you do order the packages of macaroon powder, whether on online or Amazon.com, or if you go to your Costco's wholesale market, or if you go to Walmart or GNC, you know, by getting the powder itself, you don't even need to apply that much. How would you prepare it? You would prepare it in a smoothie, or you would make a shake out of it. But you would take something as minute as a half of a teaspoon. Like that's how powerful it is. Like you really don't need much. Like a pinky nail size. But that's one of the roots that's actually awesome for cell reproduction and boosting up your immune system. To where you'll find yourself filling the balance and being more in tune with yourself and with nature. Because you know our bodies are electrical. So that's one of the roots that's actually, one of the herbs is really good for. Another herb that does wonders is ginger. Ginger is anti-inflammatory. Ginger is good for a head cold, flu, pneumonia, hypertension, irregularity, and it's also good for high blood pressure. You can use it in so many different ways. You can use it in food, whether you're sauteing food, or a lot of islanders or foreigners, they tend to make rice with it. It's something that's actually good for blood circulation. You can make a smoothie out of it. You can make cakes and cookies with it. Or you can actually eat it raw, and it's awesome for yourself. But usually when I make it myself, I usually make a tea out of it. Right. The tea is very, very vital. So that's, I would recommend ginger on any occasion, at any time. You can never really drink too much of it. But of course, everything that you do it in moderation. But it's one of those roots where you can drink it time and time again. Very good for you. And there's a couple of more roots, but I think for now, I think that's all that would actually express, unless Dove would like to add something to the table.
Well, I was going to bring up about the ginger and the cinnamon stick.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you forgot about that one as well.
So, the ginger and the cinnamon stick. So, usually how I make a tea, an awesome way to make a tea for those who tend to have, like, sinus issues or a head cold or a flu or pneumonia, what you would do, you would take fresh ginger root. You can purchase it from your nearest supermarket. You take the ginger root, and you're going to shred off the skin. You're going to make sure that you take off the skin of the ginger because of the wax. You don't want to induce the wax. And when you shred off the skin, then you would take the ginger itself and shred it into pieces or cut it into pieces. And you'll put it in a pot of water. You put it in the pot of water, then you'll take one cinnamon stick and put it in the pot. Then you would take a few limes or lemon, but I usually use lime because it's more acidic to do a better job for cleaning out the blood. And so you take three limes, make freshly squeezed juice, and then you put it, some in the pot, or you can wait till after you boil your tea, your ginger and cinnamon stick, and then you pour some of the liquids in your cup, and then you add some lime juice in there. But either or, it will still work. It'll still work itself the way it needs to. So you would put your shredded ginger in the pot, one cinnamon stick, and freshly squeezed lime juice. Now the ginger, good for cold, flu, pneumonia. It cleans out your veins and your arteries, good for blood circulation, and it cleans out certain toxins that's within your intestines. Gets rid of all those pathogens. The cinnamon stick is a good source of calcium because when we tend to have cold, flus, and pneumonia, we lose a portion of calcium. So one of the fastest ways to induce calcium to the body is through cinnamon. And which is also good for diabetics. So you definitely want to tap into the cinnamon, especially in its most natural state, with the cinnamon stick. The freshly squeezed lime is just good for purification, cleaning out the blood, cleaning out pathogens within your system. So a certain toxin that's released out of your system just with lime juice alone. You know, dealing with your glands, certain levels of putrefaction that it wipes out. And when you mix those three as a tea, you're gonna boil it on the stove for 40 minutes on medium high, and then you would pour a cup. And there's no particular amount. You can either drink a cup every hour, you can drink two cups every hour, as much as you like. But I guarantee you, when you start to drink this tea, with whatever the ailment is, within the day, whatever cold, flu, and pneumonia, it will be gone. I've been doing this remedy since probably the age of 4 or 5 years old, and it works like a charm.
That sounds great. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up tonight. And I want to say thank you to Poet for coming out.
Yes, likewise.
He has tons more to talk to you about. Anything that you want to know, like, comment, and share. Leave questionnaires, and we'll come back and answer. And thank you for listening. You guys have a blessed night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.